Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, how you doing? I'd like to say thank you for yourself. Thank you to you. Thank myself for being part of myself. This show is called Certifying the Greatness Within You. This is comedian Organic OK. On this show today, I don't actually have a co-host on the show. As those have been tuning in, for those today listening, it's me. But I'm going to make organic change in the setups as you move forward in the next upcoming show platform. So today, we're going to do something like this. One of the things in this platform for the show, Certifying the Greatness Within You, is to understand, as you're dealing with yourself, how do you view yourself? Do you view yourself more on the basis of communicating with others? And as you look at that, do you look at it as is a health factor, right? So quite often when you're communicating with people, you look at it as a health factor, depending on what actual nutrients, emotional nutrients that you put into your soul and then what you put into the storage of your body. That can give you so many types of experiences going on simultaneously at the same time. And it's hard to juggle those things when people don't know how many investments that you are part of that enhances this actual world in many ways. We have to take in consideration everyone is not tuned in to the level of frequency at the same level and at the same pace. So you have someone that may have all the information that you are trying to obtain, but at the same time, based on how they're utilizing it, it may be occupied in what you call long-term investments paired to short-term returns. So someone may be helping you over a long period of time, but they're giving you the actual impression that they're not even, you know, telling themselves accountable for even involving themselves. Because when you're dealing with some people in some capacities, depending on who you're dealing with, it's a lot of liability issues. Right. So when someone started allowing you to attach your name to them, a brand, you know, or, you know, entity in a sense, they have to say, oh, you let this person come in, you let this person do this, and they will get some of the backlash or maybe all of it. You know, people will try to possibly, you know, depending on what type of you're doing, a public figure type of person, they may have, you know, lawsuits and things because they're in the vicinity. And, you know, it's very, you know, for people you can hear about on a personable level that somebody is not trying to throw cross-contaminated pollution inside of their, you know, their resources. And when you are on a personable level, listen to this. If you don't take the time to truly be, you know, nurturing your life, you know, giving your life the right nutrients to truly move through your day, you're going to be exhausted in multiple ways. So you have to, as an individual, depending on yourself, what are you doing to take care of yourself? If you are dealing with, you know, emotional stress, you're dealing with anxiety that people throw on you, and you're dealing with abandonment issues with, you know, you're not committed to people, you're not committed to a lot of things that, you know, would be helping you, and you're just trying to just make it, you know, let me try with the basics, you know. Let me not try to be too engaged with people. It's like, for example, if you was in the water and a waterfall was, depending on where you're at, it's waterfalls existing some places. But if you was in a place where it's a waterfall, somebody say, hey, if a person was in a place of waterfall, why would I mean, based on, you know, the internet connection, how would they be able to listen to this? I don't know. It happens. Anyway, my point I'm making, this is hypothetically speaking. If you're in a place where there's a waterfall, and that waterfall, they do have, like, water. I've seen places where they are waterfalls are set up in, like, you know, theme parks and things that, you know, drop water and things like that. So they have things that sit like a, you know, man-made waterfall, okay? Don't lose what I'm saying. Just stay focused with me, okay? When you have this option to waterfall, I mean, depending on how big the water is, right, you say, oh, how much water is in a waterfall? But anyway, you know, the water is falling in that configuration. It is a waterfall, right? I don't care if you've made it inside of your sink. It's a waterfall, right? You made a waterfall. Anyway, let's just pass this now. We're just moving too much with. When we are moving along with these settings, it is the water, in a sense, that is giving you more than usual amount of flow, right? If you have your life, it's just this still water, and you just setting something that becomes contaminated by just the actual space you're in. There's nothing in that setting. It's like becomes, depending on how much water flow and how that water is moving along, depending on the space, that water become a still contaminated water with your body in it, right? Like bath water, right? If this water is not filtered and cleaned properly, it is nothing but contaminated bath water, okay? So it's so important as you're dealing with people, sitting around them emotionally and not having a healthy cleansing system, you can see things about yourself as you start noticing them, right? If you're in a bath and you don't clean that bathtub, even though you can put new water in there, you start seeing the uncleanness in the consistent of you dealing with this water and not including the tub. The tub is saying, I'm just here allowing you to use the space and you ain't even taking the time to clean me. So now when you bring clean water, the clean water would be unclean because the situation behind the actual water that's sitting in the tub. This is all a metaphor. And maybe you may physically look at this and say you're dealing with this personally. Yeah, it happens. Some people take baths. Some people take showers. That's another story. Now, when we are dealing with this, you know, satisfying the greatness, what do you as an individual look at as you're satisfying the greatness? I see a lot of times where people are entertaining somebody. You may be entertaining a friend or someone may be entertaining you, and they are pulling their cars. They're trying everything they possibly can to entertain you. And you are a hard person to please. Is it because the things they're doing, is it because it's not healthy, or is there a not a successful, you know, investment in what they're doing to your life? What is the reason why these things, because you feel like they're holding something over you? Now, sometimes that can actually be the case. But so many times when you're trying to truly, it happens in a natural life vibration level. We have somebody that possibly can be younger than you, and they're trying to flatter you, trying to get your attention, and you're not buzzing. And you just, you know, looking over them. And depending on the age, it may be of age appropriate for your state, because in certain states they have, you know, different age limits to being age appropriate, right? Addition to that, just say this. A lot of times the people that see things in you that you're undermining sometimes are the people that have perception ability. You know, they spirit and their ability is like when power go down, right? And you had a backup generator to restore the power source. Look at it like this. You have somebody that able to back up the power, right, and naturally refuel whatever you got going on. Addition to that, they give you the peace of listen to this. So often that particular person or those particular people, because some people get more than others, those people, they are looking to see what's going on with your problem, resolving that, and you're not actually looking at how many things that they're doing. You're looking at what's going on with their problem, and really that is a good distraction, because if you really can see how many things that you're not going to get accomplished without this life of new organic power source, you would, all the things you have would spoil. And life would just move it on like trash. They would have to pick it up, and life would pick it up and dump it where another place where they have to reprogram or recycle this. This is all a metaphor. It's only people don't realize the people that they're bringing into their life, that they are undermining and giving themselves more entitlement. So often that person has to see something in you. And maybe they don't know how popular, how successful you are in the life of past. Maybe as they've seen you through maybe a social platform, when they've seen you, they identify what was in you, right? So it's something, some people are so sincere, right? As you see someone that's no good to you, it's someone got to be so good to you. It's that ingredient of accuracy on both sides. So when you are looking, satisfying the greatness within you, have you truly, truly found the happiness? Have you truly shared the happiness? Have you truly looked from the greatness and satisfying the greatness within you by appreciating yourself, appreciating others, appreciating the people you interact with? Or you are like a social code of bias, and you're just colluding people that don't speak the native language you're speaking, but you don't know. Anybody can speak a language, right? Anybody can say, well, how can a person speak a language? Just like how a person can have common sense and may have all the things you think they don't have that and more, right? Now, this is the thing people ask me about. Why you create a show called Satisfying the Greatness Within You? So often people take the time to just come up on your, you know, your life capacity and talk to you and say some things that may be humorous. But maybe you're the type of person that moving really fast, sliding away from people that you think that, oh, this person wants to, I don't want to have anything to do with this person. When a person gets close to you, you're just like a pinball, you know. You're mostly, you know, pinning them away, ease away from you. And maybe that person may be, you know, cleaning you, right? As you pull things into your resources, they are being used. And as you utilize your discrimination, you're using pain to distribute happiness that doesn't need to be distributed by unfair and a setup where life is truly invested. It's like when you take a roller tiller to actually, you know, roll a till the soil to make the soil healthy, you know. We say healthy because when you're looking at a soil, they normally put, you know, other soil in it for fertilizer to roll a till inside of the actual soil, you know, because that over a period of time it could be, you know, unhealthy dirt. So they put soil inside of it. It's a different equation depending on what they're doing, but normally it will till the dirt to loosen it up, and then they put soil inside it, depending on what you want to grow, what you're trying to do. If you're just trying to, you know, roll it till it to put some soil in, because you want to plant grass down. Some people may be doing a spray, but this is a metaphor, right? So you have other equations where it can add in, right? You have somebody that you're doing your best, and people you want to help you won't help you. Then someone is already, I had this discussion before, someone, people are in place and they have what you need. And it's always like they're pre-prepared, right? They're emotionally marinated, prepared to satisfy the greatness, but then dealing with you. And when they deal with you, you can see things that you dealing with the people are trying to build up, and you see that the people you're trying to build up are not the right people to do the task, right? So when you see someone's already in place to build up what you need as the preparation that you've been doing, you start seeing an uplifting source. And as you look at the uplifting source, you start seeing the people that tend to help you. You start seeing the unhealthy. They become weeds, right? When weeds start popping up different places, you start seeing how they take over. And depending on your setting, depending on what's going on, those weeds can get very large. So these things that's in your life, what are you dealing with individually? Have you been so conditioned to feel that you're so important that you don't have to live in a balance of sharing the resources, of communicating and loving and caring? Or you've just been, oh, I don't have to live in a happy, I have to live in the cross of town that is saying I have to pollute people with this negativity because I'm so of what you need that I have to create this this fantasy of delusion that kills your happiness, kills your, I don't want to give this person, like when I'm around, they are so happy, they're so motivated, and I have to bust that, I have to contaminate that with my ugliness that's inside of me, and I have to spread it, you know, because I don't want people feeling, someone's looking at me, I don't know, why are they looking at me for, they so aroused on looking at me, so I see them looking at me, oh, I'm going to pick these clothes, or I went to the store, I know how the clothes look on me, I went and asked the salesperson how they look on me, I ask all these people, I've seen the outfits, and I know how my body type is, I look just like this, I go through all this emotional, I'm looking in the mirror, I'm looking, people do all these things and go in public and try to harass people for seeing something of quality and see that, you know, this is the problem. When you try to mostly graffiti my experience, there's people that try to mostly graffiti my experience to fit in their narrative of bias, right? It's like if you went where they sell certain expensive cars, right? You have to make an appointment. Depending on the car and where it says where these cars tend to be, you have to make an appointment to see certain types of cars, right? So when you get there, you make, you know, appointment. Yes, I'll see this car, whatever. I'm not going to go through the whole process. So you get there and you see these cars. And depending on who makes the point for you to see the cars, they are like the same kind of like, you know, you may have already several of these cars already. So you're looking like, yeah, I like to see this, such, such. And they show you a car, right? And you say, I see this car. Here. Oh, okay. Hi. And this person trying to figure out how they can throw bias and try to show, oh, yeah, you can't afford this car because they got a swimsuit on. You came in, just relax, clothes on, you know. But people don't realize sometimes the clothes you got to look like relaxed and look like they cheek can be very special clothes. They can be, the clothes can be looking like they cheek and not standing out, and the clothes can be designed to look that way. And people may think, oh, I don't know, this person can afford to buy this kind of car. Oh, then they start trying to quiz you on what kind of car you have, or what kind of work you do, or just quiz you on things. And now you see what, it was like, oh, this is what you do. You're a salesman, right? You're selling stuff. Okay. And then you may be a person that makes residual, right? What they make, you may make more than they make in a whole year, one moment, on residual, right? And at this particular time, you're trying to be positive to this setup system of someone that never will be at this level. And you see these people try to be, you know, can I actually be like, you know, it's almost like when you have a actual temperature gauge, right? You have ways to, basically, when you're cooking food, you want to see how hot the temperature is in that food. And you say, okay, the temperature is up to this point, the food is done. So you pull it out, right, if you're cooking, right? You pull it out the food, you know, the food is done, right? But you have some people, they are almost as somebody would sit or they would try to use their understanding as a timer, right? So a timer for someone that's cooking, depending on what they're cooking, they know when that food, when that timer go off, depending on if it's, you know, ingredients that's already said when you prepare it and they tell you how much time to cook it, right? That's them doing that, trying to see how the actual temperature is. But when you're dealing with, you know, organic people, they have more accuracy in dealing with things. They don't have to wait to time in. They can say, well, this is done. and look at the actual temperature of the actual product, it may be done. And that timer may not be accurate based on how high they have the temperature, how they're cooking it. And because they're yukling, they say, oh, yeah, this temperature is done. Someone that's looking at the timer and don't understand how this food can be done, even though the timer said 5 more minutes on there. They can let that food cook for 5 more minutes under how they got the temperature and whatever is going on and burn the food, right? So it's so important how something is urgency. Urgency is beauty. Beauty is an urgency to maintain, you know, and there's certain things within life. It's an urgency to maintain it, right? And when you don't maintain it, urgency, it'd be a long term or something that doesn't need to be managed because it's so out of control, right? So you can have somebody that cooks something that once it's burned, you can burn and burn and burn and burn and burn it, and you can burn it for a long time. And, you know, long as maybe it's smoky, right, and there's no fire, but see how long once something is not worth your level of, you know, appropriate, we call it, you know, When you don't give people sincerity of being honest to what's going on in their needing urgency of a service, then you are abandoning and giving them this cross-contaminated experience that's got nothing to do with them. It's your experience you're giving them. And this, what we're not looking at, this become a very contaminated, you know, toxic experience, and you start feeling it's really in our life when you have things that are very healthy to you, right? When you're dealing with someone that's very healthy to you, you can feel that impact of that experience, how that take you, and how when people, listen, when someone treats you really well in life, you can tell the difference when someone mistreating you. Like, and even if you go for a very long time being treated well, your mind won't allow you to tolerate the mistreatment. Right, so when people mistreating you, you can stand up and say, "Why are you bothered by it? How you didn't let people control your emotions? Hold on a second. You said people can't control your emotions, right? Emotions are almost like being over hot, right? You got to say, hold on a second, I got to cool off, right? Your body and your mind, all these are things and components where it can make certain things unhealthy in your body, right? So it is important to have positive reinforcement, right? Energy, right? But when someone try to have you be numb to a condition that's not healthy for your life and moving forward, then that's not right for someone to try to psychologically traumatize the healthiness in your mind and just say, oh, just take some negativity. Don't worry about it. Everyone's dealing with negativity. You know, and then people are always trying to pair religious, you know, figures to your experience, right? And it's sometimes what's freeing you is being free and then seeing a religious figure, and it's so many things that people try to, you know, utilize. And everybody is not going to have the same intellect experience, right? It's this fact. You're not going to have the intellect experience to everyone. Everyone will have that very open, optimistic experience. People are pessimistic, right? So when you have somebody, some people want the negativity to always win, in, you know, they like to hear the, you know, this kind of, you know, setup where it's almost like they like the food chain, right? They like where they see somebody that look like they're powerful. It's what they like to do. I see a lot of people see someone that look like me and always tell me big stories, or tell me big huge stories. It's like this big huge story it'd be something if it was for me to win. But they tell me these big, huge stories where, in a way, they're trying to give me all these kind of setups where I would lose mostly. They would say, well, you know, I see this big, huge guy, you know, he was, you know, walking around like a badass. And then he gets beat up by a small guy. Guy beats him up. And I'm saying, what does it have to do with me? You're pitting me in his mindset to win. You want to use me as a crash course dummy. So if you couldn't whoop me, you can psychologically whoop my mind to see things that I'm not experiencing. And people are starting to try to do these things, trying to put these things on mine, and then I start seeing things across the board where people are not tolerating that. So when you say something across the board, just to see how people's mindset, and they never allowing that space to be there. You know, when someone's pitting something in front of you, and normally people are truly presenting trash to the majority of the population, because for someone not to have access to you and then so comfortable saying something to you, what having you given that consent, saying that that's appropriate to say, how many more people are they damaging? They're damaging somebody that don't have the limitation. What they're doing to people that have limitations, just building up on top of them, right? So look at your life and your capacity, who you're dealing with, how you're dealing with your, you know, experiences that are that truly healthy, how they're presenting themselves to you on a regular basis. You know, is anybody just trying to tell you their life and how their life is impacted in the capacity of sharing, right? And you're dealing with somebody that's always telling you about how things affect their life, and it's almost to the point where when you start feeling, it's like, let me tell you an example. This is a natural element, I'm going to tell you. When you feel like you're dehydrated, you already dehydrated. You know, when it's telling you dehydrated, you already dehydrated. When someone is telling you something and you feel uncomfortable, you're being uncomfortable, you know, because it shouldn't take that long for someone just to keep telling you things that's not impacting your life. And then they say, oh, is that bothering you? If you don't know somebody, you know, something where, like, sometimes you're trying to get close with somebody, so you're trying to hear their problem. You say, what does make a person? But a lot of times someone that got a space for the person and truly got the position you want, they haven't even heard half of this stuff. There's people that I know, I just talk to them just to see. There's plenty of times where I heard people that truly was in the graces of the person they wanted, didn't know half the things that someone knew about them that wanted to be with them. They know all these things. And the person that's, you know, laying down and being intimate, they don't know even half the things. Like, wow, that's, I didn't even know that. And this person said all these things, and I'm saying to you so many ways, what are we really presenting ourselves to be? What are we appearing ourselves where people are just telling us all the trash, and we got to sit here and be, you know, guest hosts of a buffer, cleaning up everything people are doing? And it's not in our house. It's not in our party. But we're doing all these extra access things, and it's giving you an emotional position where people don't think you should have this mindset to be doing what you're doing. Because they say, well, why are you always acting like you, like when a person, you know, is at the other part, not dirty up anything, and you just clean up, like, why do you feel like you have the motion to actually manage me? And you just waiting because it's going through emotion, and you start cleaning up. So now you start positioning your mind where people just feel like they're going to leave their trash to you because you presented, oh, I've done this. Oh, okay. So now people are not going to give you, now it's not even going to have a space where freedom is created from happening. This is Comedian Organic, okay? I haven't talked through the whole segment. Normally it's 7:45. I'm supposed to say what time it was, but now it's 7:58 p.m., and I only got a short period of time. But this right here, this is more like, this story today was like eating on some fish, like a fish you eat with bones in it, and you get them cutting your, get a caught in your throat, right? You take some. You can take some bread to move that fish down your throat, right? But this was like that kind of experience, you know. It was kind of like dealing with just like fish, like having fish bones down my throat caught. And normally I would tell you satisfying the greatness is something that, you know, when you get caught up in trying to resolve people's problems, you'll be caught up in a tug of war with others because it's other ways to resolve people's problems. You know, you may say, well, try this route. And you're so caught up in trying people's routes and doing this and doing that, you forget about things that in your life you need to resolve yourself for yourself. And you can spend all this time, because I spent a lot of time resolving people's problems. This Comedian Organic, okay, the show is called Certifying the Greatness Within Yourself. And this show is on Saturdays at 7:30, but we're going to be going next week when we're going to a different time period. We're looking at probably about 7 o'clock instead of 7:30. Thank you for your time. This is Convenient Organic OK. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon or late night slash, you know, we're in different time zones, sometimes morning. Anyway, take care.